Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin, broadcasting you to you live from the traditional unceded Musqueam territory on the UBC campus. This is Wise Men Radio, and today is January 13th. Yes, January 13th, 2017. Still getting used to the 1-7 instead of the 1-6. Yes. So we've got a good show for you today. It is gonna be talking about a few things, a lot of things that I just kind of was interested in, kind of this last week. So decided to, kind of share my just stuff I've been, you know, when you kind of get in these, research, you start on a page in Wikipedia, you're like, learn more about this one thing. And then I read the Wikipedia page and you're like, wait, yeah, that's actually a cool idea. Like, I'm going to look up this. It kind of just snowballs into this thing, and then all of a sudden you have like 90 tabs open and you're like, oh wow, I just went on a big a big knowledge spree. So that's kind of what this show is inspired by. It'll seem might seem a little random, but it's all kind of gonna encompass the Great White North, kind of the Arctic tundra, the taiga, and the ecosystems kind of around there. If this is your first time listening to Wise Men Radio, then welcome. I typically do a show every week about something that's happening in the environmental science spectrum, and normally I just kind of ramble on about that and play some cool tunes. It is a music show, so I do play a lot of songs, but in the breaks, I have some directed pieces that I kind of talk about. I'm going to get the show started off here really quick with a song by a really cool band, This Will Destroy Us. They're kind of in the same realm of Explosions in the Sky. So if you really like that, very cinematic music, kind of all in the same realm, This Will Destroy Us just released a new album this past couple of months called Young Mountain. It's the 10th anniversary edition. So with that, I'm gonna play the second track on the album, The World Is Our Blank, kind of leaving you with a cliffhanger right there. It's a cool song, cool album. I highly recommend looking them up if you're into this sort of stuff. But anyways, with that, I'll be back in about 11 minutes. Thank you.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
Stew Stews, the stew for you. Do you do the stew that Stew Stews? Come find out at UBC Sprouts.
Located in the basement of the AMS Nest and on the penthouse of the GSS building. Open weekdays 9 to 4:30.
UBC Sprouts is your home for cheap,
tasty,
organic,
locally sourced,
vegan stew and baked goods.
If the search has been long and futile and brutal.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin, on Wise Men Radio. We listened to a few songs right back on that. That last song you were listening to was the artist Were, and the song was Ghost off their 2010 album, A Distressor. Very cool band. If you like kind of the Walla sound sort of feel to your music, then bada boom, bada bing. Listen to Were, man. Were is great. They also have a pretty good, like, if you said, wow, that was a lot of noise in that last song, check out their album, Pipe Dreams. It's also a very good introductory to shoegaze album. I would highly recommend it. Of course, the other album, the other song that we listened to was This Will Destroy Us, The World Is Our Blank. Off their Young Mountain 10th Anniversary Edition album. So, lots of pretty cool songs here. We're gonna kick it with some local tunes next. Stuff from the Great White North, Canada, the home of a lot of the world's, I think 20% of the world's boreal forests are in Canada. It's mainly Canada and Russia, to be honest, and with like the obvious Greenland and Iceland and kind of the Arctic Circle, really, in Norway and Sweden. Scandinavia too. Yeah, but Canada holds 20%, and the majority of the boreal is held in Russia. And so basically what I was doing is I was looking around the internet to find cool, like, just stuff about the Arctic. I've been really interested in kind of going back up there. I've recently kind of go in these phases where I'm like really invested into like looking up this thing. Maybe it's stuff in Africa. Maybe it's stuff in Japan. Like just kind of like different ecosystems. I'm really interested in that sort of stuff. So I was looking up just stuff with the Arctic. And I've been doing a lot of applying to jobs in Alaska and stuff like that. So I've been kind of really kind of enveloped in this kind of great Alaskan Arctic experience that I've been wanting to throw myself into. I did go up to Alaska a couple years ago, and it was a beautiful place. The Yukon and Alaska both not like anything, like, nothing, like, you drive to see the sky, and you look at the mountains, and you say, oh, wow, that's beautiful, but it's something crazier in Yukon and Alaska. It's, you know that no one has been, not very many people have been to, like, this spot, you know. You can look out to this point and say, I bet not very many people have, you know, walked on that point in space-time. So it's pretty cool to, like, kind of wrap your head around that. And also, yeah, the mountains just look just so crazy. There's absolutely nothing, or, like, no development around anything, really. So it's really, you really feel like you're out there, which is really cool. But anyways, I just rambled on about that. What I wanted to talk about, Wrangel Island. Wrangel Island is this small island, kind of, it's north of the Bering Sea. It's in the, actually, the, Chukchi Sea, north of the mainland Russia, and it's let's see, it's about 7,600 kilometers square, and at the max length from end to end, it's 150 kilometers long. So it's a relatively, it's not a large, massive area, but it also holds the largest biodiversity in all of the Arctic Circle, which is really cool. Lots of animals, mostly migratory birds, will come in and use Wrangel Island as a kind of a sanctuary, to nest and to feed and to rest on their long migration from their North American winter habitats. So a lot of snow geese will actually colonize this island, species that migrate are essential for ecosystem health wherever they go. It's really important, the influx of nutrients that these colonies bring into wherever they land or wherever they kind of reside for a bit. If these flock of birds land on Wrangel Island, coming in after feeding from the sea, or, you know, feeding from somewhere in Alaska, and then they bring all these nutrients in the form of feces or you know, just like stuff that's attached to themselves as well. And also, if they actually perish on Wrangel Island, then that's the influx of nutrients that the island wouldn't have without them, which is actually, it's really important to more nutrients into the system when there wouldn't be. And they obviously also take out a lot of nutrients by feeding on the grasses and stuff, but that stuff is also like grasses will grow with sun mostly, and also relies on nutrients that they bring in. So it's kind of like the ecosystem's all kind of working together. But it is really interesting, the kind of idea of a influx of nutrients, and then why that this island out of all of these places has the most biodiversity. And I think it is because of this migratory birds and the influx of nutrients. There's also lots of reindeer. The Wrangel Island is actually one of the last places mammoths existed. Mammoths were called extinct everywhere else, and recently they found bones of mammoths that dated that were more recent than the previous date of death or date of extinction that the everyone called the mammoths were. So it's pretty cool that this Wrangel Island this weird island in the middle of nowhere north of Russia, has a flourishing life of lots of biodiversity. And also this also kind of sparked the idea, like, who is Wrangell? And because in Alaska there's a Wrangell St. Elias State Park, or it's actually a national park, Wrangell St. Elias National Park. It's a beautiful place. I recommend going there if you are ever in that country. But I was like, okay, there's lots of this Wrangell. Wrangell kind of is a common name that's been thrown around. And I looked it up, and I just typed in, who is Wrangell? And looks like Wrangell was a Russian army general that conquered a lot of these places. And he was really really key in the Russian Civil War. He was commanding general of the anti-Bolshevik White Army in southern Russia, and in later stages in the Russian Civil War. But yeah, so that is that. That is all I'll say about Wrangell, Wrangell Island, Wrangell St. Elias State Park, and this Wrangell Russian Army general. We're going to get back here in a second with some cool tunes. But first, the weather. Today, Vancouver is looking like this morning it was going to be a sunny day, but it says Friday afternoon, mix of sun and clouds. Percent of precipitation is it's going to hover around 30%, 20-30%. Wind gusts up to gusting up to 6 to 9 kilometers an hour. Humidity around 70. For the weekend, it's looking pretty sunny, mainly sunny. High of 2 on Saturday and a high of 5 on Sunday. And then it's looking like for the rest of the week, it's going to be raining throughout until Friday. So, but you never know. You never know. But anyways, we're going to get back to some tunes. The song that I'm going to play for you next is an artist out of Montreal, and he goes by the name Destiny, and then he's got some Asian characters. I don't actually know the origin or the meaning behind them, but I'll leave it at that. but this is the song Polarity off of the album Transmission. So check it out. It's a cool, cool, chill rocker track. Listen in. I'll be back in a bit. Thank you.
tasted like nothing. Batch 22 tasted like dirt. Batch 36 didn't taste so bad. Batch 51 got all over my shirt. Read the word love in the vanilla icing. Pack it in a box and tie with a ribbon. Read the word love in the cut all nicely. And trash all that cause now I feel like an idiot. Get this chocolate to you, but no way will I hand it over. I'm stuffing it in with your shoes. Didn't get caught, or at least I had thought, until I saw you see me. I was 3 seconds from melting down until you took those chocolates from me and then drifted.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9 Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin. The last song that I played for you was kind of a funny little tune from A Radical McKickflip. The song was Chocolate off of the album Songs. Very non-serious guy making music. Very fun. And the song before that was a song by the artist J Hook. The song was Mini BB Doonban, off the album Old Beats. He's an artist out of Vancouver. Does lots of kind of beats and hip hop beats and stuff like that. A lot of groovy stuff in that album, so check it out. And then, of course, the first one was Destiny. Polarity was the song off of the album Transmission. I was looking for songs to play today, and I was scrolling through, and there was like three different albums that were named Transmission or Transmissions. It's kind of like a that like recently came out in the last week or so. So very like kind of a odd, like, what is Transmission, you know? Like, is that an alien transmissions? Is that what we're trying to go for? Is that what the new hip thing is nowadays? I'm just kind of like missing the thing. I'm missing the boat. I thought that was, you know, okay. So I've been trying to think of the name of this. I actually probably could Google search this easily. But I've been trying to think of this, the name of this movie. I've watched like four or five times in high school, for classes, and it's like this movie with Matthew McConaughey, and it's about aliens, and they're in like New Mexico or Arizona, and they've got these big satellites, and they're basically just trying to like listen into static, and like listening for these aliens, and then finally they like get a reception from an alien or something like that. Yes, yeah, but I can't remember that, what that movie was. I can't remember that name of the movie, and I know it's like, I know it's like a pretty big movie. So yeah, if anyone knows the name of the movie, holler at me. Yeah, cool stuff. But anyways, it's nearing the end of the show. It's 9:44 a.m. on December 13th, 2017. I am going to talk a little bit about another thing that kind of completely unrelated to the Arctic, but not so much, not so much because it has to do, there's some of these instances are kind of northern. So basically, think what you will about the Huffington Post. I'm necessarily don't really get my news from them or anything, but they did compile this list of, the kind of like good stories, good news, conservation stories from 2016, which is a nice thing as a person studying from, natural resource conservation. It's a nice thing to see. Someone actually kind of acknowledged the good conservation work that's happening, and pretty much I thought first, you know, I was looking through this and I was like, wow, all of these things are in Canada, you know, like most everything is in Canada. But I also think it might be because the guy was, he goes to school at, or he's a scientist at Nature Conservation, Conservatory in Canada. So, but yeah, it's kind of interesting to see all these things. A couple cool things are things that have to do with the ocean, and this is actually a really really important aspect of conservation. Is mostly we think about things in conservation towards land, when most of the Earth's surface is water, and a lot of misuse happens in our oceans. So it is really, and we're kind of acknowledging this now. It's kind of more or less a recent development where people are like, hey, we should actually be saving our oceans too. We should incorporate oceans into our management plans and set aside areas where we can't really harvest things from the ocean in these areas that are fragile. So it is really cool to see this list. And number three is Canada is starting to make progress on marine protected areas, and that is awesome. Canada has a goal of protecting 10% of its marine and coastal areas by 2020, which is a pretty good goal. Most countries do not have any protection whatsoever on their marine protected areas. It is kind of a thing that was awesome about the Guayanas Agreement is that it also protected the ocean around Guayanas. Guayanas, of course, is the national park in Haida Gwaii. It's a beautiful place. Check it out. I don't know what else to say about that. But, yeah, lots of stuff. And there's also lots of stuff that's happening around the world for marine conservation. People are starting to realize, hey, like we need to do something about the ocean. A big bummer is the Great Barrier Reef, of course. I don't know. It is. I was talking to a guy from Melbourne the other day, and he was like, "Yeah, I saw the Great Barrier Reef when I was like 8, you know." And he's like, and I asked him, "Oh, would you go back and see it today?" He's like, "No, there's no way. Like, there might be a couple spots where it'd be kind of cool, but like it's mostly all just white and pretty depressing." So, I mean, I think that I don't know why, especially in North America, we do have our own fish to fry, but no like pun intended here, but like that is also like a big conservation failure that we should be outraged about. You know, the Australian government they signed this bill that I'm secondhand telling people this, so I was told that they were by this Australian guy that I was talking to the other day that the government signed excluded the Great Barrier Reef from their IUCN report this past survey period. And they just said, "Oh yeah, it's fine. We got it. We've taken care of it." So it's pretty like, pretty weird, and it's obviously not fine. So it's kind of, yeah, I don't know. Interesting things are happening in Australia. That's for sure. But yeah, other than Australia, you know, lots of good things happening, in North America and throughout the world with marine conservation. Like to see, of course, the shutdown of salmon farms, but we'll see about that in the future. But yeah, okay. Anyways, I've rambled on. Wanted to talk a little bit. I'll talk a little bit about the piping plover. The piping plover, is this species of shorebird, and it actually made the list on the great conservation goal, like things that happened in 2016, and the piping plover and pandas, proof we can save endangered species. There's been a lot of work with the piping plover. It's this small shorebird that nests a lot in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and where I was working this summer, actually in Saskatchewan, we did lots of piping plover. It actually holds Saskatchewan holds the most piping plovers per any jurisdiction or something like that. And this lake that I was working at held like 20%. So it was like a big, I don't know, it was a big, big deal. And so we did a lot of surveys for them, and we found a couple, and we put enclosures around them so that predators can eat them. And yeah, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good like effort. Through a conservation effort. Yeah, it was really heartwarming to see this, and it was actually working. And this year we saw the continuous increase in their population. Just shows that like this stuff works, man. And also the giant panda was listed down from endangered to vulnerable by the IUCN. So that is amazing. That's some good news. Shows that conservation works. It's always seen our conservation efforts work. But anyways, that's about all I'll say about that article. Now I'm going to play a few songs, and I probably will just play a few songs, and then I'll see you guys next week. How about that? Next Friday, 9 a.m., tune in at 101.9 CITR. This next artist I'm going to play is called Mala Mala, and the song is from the demos kind of mixtape. They're a trio out of Virginia. They describe themselves as coffeehouse funk trio, ukulele, bass, and drums. What is it, bass? It's bass. All right. But anyways, this is the song Saint Vincent. Had a nice time with you everyone today. See you next week. You can like me on Facebook at Wise Men Radio. Goodbye, everyone.
That's my lady's way.